The door banged again and we froze. I dared a quick look. Eddie stood outside of the door, staring around him, the light shining down on his head and shoulders, and glinting on the twin barrels of the shotgun he carried. I stifled a moan. Fran appeared in the doorway behind him.
"He's not in his room."
"Oh no, Eddie," she screamed when she saw the gun in his hands. "Not the boy, please."
"He's found the body."
"Body?"
Adil whispered.
"Hicks,"
I mouthed at him, and he took in a shocked breath.
"You should have taken her while she slept."
"But the chalk,"
cowered the first.
"She knows the power of the chalk."
"Chalk or no chalk," whispered the third, "I shall have her heart, and you, my sisters, will have her eyes, her hair, and her dearest dreams."
He slams on the brakes and turns his head towards Notre Dame. Flames are leaping out of the cathedral's roof. Exactly 19 kilometres away, Marie-Hélène Didier, a National Heritage Curator in charge of France's religious art, and Laurent Prade, Notre Dame's general manager, have just arrived in Versailles. They are attending the reopening of Madame de Maintenon's royal apartment at the palace. Franck Riester, France's culture minister, is also there.
"The Red Cross lady came and had my bed brought down and things fixed up for me so I could cope. They put a special shower in the cupboard in the hall, special handles and such. But mostly I just have a lick and a promise in the kitchen sink."
She smiled at Mac.
"You don't need so much washing and brushing at my age."
Mac was doubly glad he had refused the tea.
"And so what happened?"